Welcome back, folks. Here we go for another Saturday evening. And, well, the snowy Colorado, we've got a lot of snow coming down here right now. I hope it's nice where you're at, but we need the moisture. Well, welcome aboard to Your Voice Counts. Again, this is Phil Turney, your host. I appreciate being on air with RBN, of course, real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. And we've got a great, great show today, as all of them are in my view. We have a very, very special guest, Mr. Richard Forer, and we'll have him on just as soon as I get through with RBN business and why I do this show. Now, RBN right now, ladies and gentlemen, is having a fundraiser or a pledge, whatever you want to call it, and they're trying to expand by leaps and bounds this great network, RBN. And if you want to, if you would like to, if you can, ask your friends and neighbors, go to republicbroadcasting.org, and they have a pledge thing there you can head on, and pledge whatever you can, and let's get RBN to be a larger and a more powerful station than it already is. Not saying that it isn't now, but we can get a lot bigger. So please, folks, think about that, and if you would, send in a few bucks, and let's get this thing done. I want to thank also all the people that work for RBN. Without them, we couldn't do this show, there's no doubt. And Mike is our producer today. Thank you, Mike, for keeping things going, and I appreciate that very, very much. And also, folks, now if you want to go to the archives and get all the shows on RBN, you could just go to republicbroadcastingagain.org. Cost you $1.33 a month, and you can get to some of the best talk show hosts and their guests, in my view, on radio. And also, if you're looking for gold or precious metals, gold and silver, go to RBN for them, republicbroadcasting.org again. So don't forget, make your pledge today. And if you can, give as much as you can. If you can't give a whole lot, anything's better than nothing. I do appreciate that, folks. Thank you very much. Now, as you all know, I'm a survivor of the deliberate murderous attack on our ship June 18, 1967 by the government of Israel in international waters, where 34 of my shipmates were slaughtered. That's all I can put. It's just the way it was. They were slaughtered, blown to bits. It's a terrible day. It was a terrible 2 hours. It's been a terrible 45 years. Come June the 8th, trying to get this story out and be heard and get the truth out is the main goal of the survivors. We don't want to go down in history as a bunch of guys that are trying to hoodwink the public or lie or tell any stories. You know, we'll get in front of Congress or anybody else if they would listen to us, but they won't. They say it's a mistaken identity, so shut up, basically. It's a terrible, terrible thing for them to do that, but they do it because of their allegiance to the factions in other countries. And one of them is Israel, and how strong AIPAC and ADL is in this country. They dictate to our representatives in Congress, and most of them have followed that line, 99% of them, except for a few. Ron Paul's one of them, and Pete McCluskey, and folks, we got a break coming up. You remember the sponsors, buy their products, and we'll see you in just a minute. Thank you.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A and B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of a serenity.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with Your Voice Counts, and thank you very much for listening. I do appreciate it very, very much. And thank you, Kat, for your beautiful, beautiful voice and your two songs about the liberty, you know, how true they are. And we certainly appreciate it. I know I do, and I know the crew does very, very much for what you've put your heart and soul into for, you know, all of us. And we certainly appreciate it, Kat, very, very much. And I will continue to use that song as long as I'm on RBN for sure. There's no doubt about that. Now, I got a message or a phone call from a friend of mine, Ron Kugel. He's a chaplain of the Liberty Veterans Association. As far as I'm concerned, he was a chaplain long time ago, and he's, in my eyes, still the chaplain. But anyway, he sent me an email about Senator Jim DeMint talking about Congressman Ron Paul, as you know, who's running for the nomination to be the commander-in-chief of this great country we live in. And he basically said that we can't go on as we're going on fighting all these wars, having all these bases all over the world. It's just bankrupting us. And so it seems like Senator Jim DeMint is jumping on the Ron Paul bandwagon, as he should well be. You know, we're fighting two wars. Well, we're supposed to be out of one, and I hope we stay out of Iraq. We left Iraq in shambles, over 5,000 men dead. There's no telling how many Iraqis have been killed, a country in ruins, and they're in basically civil war. So, and they have no government to speak of. It's falling apart. They want Maliki to resign. It's just we left that country in a bad, bad shape. And so all we could do is pray for them that not too many more people die over this. And here we are in Afghanistan where they don't want us. And everybody knows, folks, I mean, it's been said by many people, not just me, that these wars we're fighting, of course, with the backing and benefit of the state of Israel. And in my view, and the survivors that I've talked to, no more wars for Israel. You know, let's take care of our country and bring our soldiers and sailors and Marines home. And if they come to our shores, we'll all fight them. But folks, we can't go on spending like we're spending and fighting the wars that we're fighting. We just can't do it. And I'm going to get into now my very, very special guest, since I got her business taken care of. And I want to read you a short bio of this fine man. And I'm sure I could read you page after page after page of him. But this is his bio. A former AIPAC, that's the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee member, whose identical twin is a prominent member of the ultra-Orthodox sect of Judaism, and with ultra-Orthodox relatives living in Israel. Richard Foer is author of Breakthrough, Transforming Fear into Compassion. That's a very wonderful, wonderful sounding title for a book, in my view. A new perspective on the Israel-Palestine conflict, a staunch defender of Israel his entire lifetime, he enthusiastically supports Israel's 206 invasion of Lebanon. In the midst of the war, Richard underwent a profound spiritual transformation in which he discovered his common humanity with all people. This discovery persuaded him to find out the documented history of Israel-Palestine conflict. Through voluminous research of mostly Israeli government sources, he learned that almost everything that he and his fellow Jews had been taught about the conflict was inaccurate or misleading. Rich's goal is not to convince others to believe him, but to encourage them to do their own sincere research, as I do with the USS Liberty. Do your own research, folks, and you'll find out. Richard's path will eventually lead you to the end of the suffering for both peoples. Foer is a practitioner of the Meir-Schneider self-healing method, a unique system of healing developed by an Israeli, Gil Dai, director of the Elijah Trust, a Christian charity. And he said this about Richard's book, and I think it's very interesting. I have been working in the Israeli-Palestine area for nearly 20 years. I believe that your book are an answer to our prayers over many, many years. May God speed it, and may it be dispensed, and read widely across the English-speaking world. Richard, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me, Phil.
Well, thank you for being on the air, and I hope you don't mind if I call you Rich.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thanks, Rich. And first of all, very interesting bio, and I haven't had a chance to get your book yet, but I'm going to, and I want to read it. But I'm very happy you're on the show, and I want to, you know, we've talked several times, and what brings you on Your Voice Counts to tell your story? Why are you on RBN?
I'm on because I want to get my message out to people, and my message is that as long as we see a world of us against them, as long as we presume that there must be an enemy as part of our identity, just as, for example, the United States, it seems that the people who are always promoting war somewhere in the world on behalf of the United States, it's as if, and they even say it when you hear some of these politicians say it, they always talk about their enemy. It's as if they need an enemy to validate their own identity. And what I'm saying is this: they're creating a world of us against them, which requires not just an enemy, but requires conflict. And the antidote to that is to find out for yourself what is true and what is false, because the politicians, the people who are the so-called experts, generally have a ulterior motive in mind, whether they're the patsy of some special interest groups that give them a lot of money, or whether they are simply bigoted against one group and favor another. None of the politicians I'm aware of, other than Ron Paul, pretty much really know anything about the Middle East and really know anything about the Israel-Palestine conflict. In fact, I've heard them say completely false, make completely and utterly false and ignorant statements. So my message is that we have to understand that everybody, that we're no different. We have the same needs as everybody else, whether they're Palestinian, Iraqi, Iranian. Everybody has the same needs. And everybody is human. But as long as we allow ourselves, as long as we allow our indoctrination to color the way we see the world, we're going to superimpose the false beliefs and images that have been indoctrinated into our minds. We're going to superimpose those beliefs and images onto the so-called other. And it's easy to do it because we don't know them. Most of us have never been to Iran. Most of us have never been to Iraq. And most of us have never met Palestinians or been to the West Bank or Gaza. So when you're being fed all this rather hateful and judgmental information about how bad certain people are, and the people that you're being fed this information about are people you've never really met, it's very easy for our imagination, especially when we're when our fear is being pandered to, when our survival is being pandered to, it's very easy for our imagination to conjure up fearful images of the other. And these images are simply false. The Palestinian people, for example, and really all people, desire peace. Everybody really wants peace. You know, we hear a lot about the Muslim world being violent. From my experience, I would say that, of course, there's always going to be violent people in any culture. But when you really look at it, you'll see that a lot of the violence has been stimulated by the policies of Israel, the policies of the United States. When you deprive people of simple human dignity, when you humiliate them on a daily basis, when you take their homes, take their land, and force them into refugee camps, when you throw almost every male in prison at one point in their lives, at least at one point in their lives, when you raid their homes at night for virtually no reason other than to damage the furniture and defecate in the homes and urinate in the homes to show how contemptuous you are of these Arabs, of these Palestinians, when you do that to people and these people are forced to live their lives with the fear that this will happen at any moment, what do you expect? A small percentage are going to resort to violence. I don't condone the violence, but I understand it. And I would further say, and I'm really being honest here, and again, growing up in the Jewish community, having ultra-Orthodox relatives, I have to say that I believe that there is a far higher percentage of people filled with hatred amongst Jews and Christians than there is among Muslims. That is my experience. But, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to, like, parse, get involved in details like that. The fact is all the hatred needs to go and be replaced by compassion. And the compassion arises when we start to honestly investigate for ourselves. Because if we do, and we don't take for granted what we've been taught, but instead we decide to check what we've been taught out to see if it's true, we will inevitably, if we're being honest, we will inevitably run across voluminous information that shows that everything we've been taught, especially in the Jewish community, but also throughout the Christian community in the United States, about the Arab world and about Israel's treatment of the Palestinians is false. Israel has never wanted peace. The Palestinians have tried to make peace, for example. That's just one of these issues. Israel never offered a plan to the Palestinians at the end of Bill Clinton's term at the Camp David summit in 2000, but that falsehood was disseminated across the English-speaking world, especially in Israel and the United States. And so all these false beliefs have to be investigated so we can come to the, so we can find out for ourselves what is true. And when we do, we will see that these people are human. And when we see their humanity, we will see that we have been denying our own humanity in looking at them as subhuman. And we'll start to have compassion. And
Rich, here's some music that's coming on. Hang on. Very, very interesting comments. And we'll be right back, folks. Remember your sponsors. Rich, thank you very much. We'll see you in just a couple seconds. Bye-bye.
In camo. black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the Battle Rifle All-Purpose Carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go. Welcome back, folks. Here we go with Richard Forer. And I wanted to ask you, Rich, I've been thinking during the break, you brought up so many different and, may I say, some of the best comments I've heard from not many.
Yeah, but, thank you.
But I want to take you back to 1967 right. when our ship was attacked. And, you know, there was 294 sailors and Marines aboard that ship, and we almost sunk. And we were about 3 minutes to 120 seconds away from incinerating Cairo with two planes sent off the USS America with nuclear armament to obliterate Cairo. And our ship not sinking, and, of course, this is a false flag attack because we didn't know where our attackers were. They were using unmarked jet aircraft. So, you know, that would have brought the American people into a frenzy. War, war, war. Go get them for killing our American sailors and Marines. And that would have been just a human nature type thing. Now, here we go into Iraq, another false flag. And this false flag was perpetrated by the President of the United States and his underlings. And I'm sorry to say that Colin Powell was part of this deception of all these nuclear weapons or mass destruction weapons and cases of using chemicals and just all kinds of nasty things. And so he whipped American people up in a frenzy after 9/11 to go to war with Iraq, which they did. And as you know, we left that country in total ruins. And it's in total ruins now, and it's going to stay that way for quite some time. So my question to you, Rich, is this. Do you think we're headed for another false flag in the Strait of Hormuz, that the Israelis have already said that that would be the best way to get us into war is to hit a United States ship, preferably a United States carrier? What are your thoughts on that, Rich?
Well, my thoughts are that it would not surprise me if Israel is trying to get convinced or even deceive the United States into invading or allowing Israel to invade Iran. However, this just came out. I just saw an article in one of the Israeli newspapers where Ehud Barak, Israel's defense minister, admitted that they don't know, that the Israeli strategists do not know whether Iran, what they said was that Iran has not decided yet whether they are planning to get, whether they intend to achieve a nuclear weapon. And so it's like they're dialing back their rhetoric. And I think it's because the Obama administration knows what you just said, that starting a war with Iran would be catastrophic just on an economic level, aside from the number of lives that would be lost. But on an economic level, you know, oil would double, triple in value, in price, and it would create a worldwide depression. So I think my guess is, because I haven't seen anything in American newspapers about what the Obama administration is really doing, but my guess is that they're trying to get Israel to at least wait. Now, of course, if Iran does, if there becomes real evidence becomes apparent that Iran really is going to develop a nuclear weapon, then I'm sure Israel will start looking at whatever options they have, which, of course, always include attacking another country. Now, I would say, however, that this is all a phony argument. The real issue for Israel, I mean, many of Israel's leaders, their military leaders, their heads of Mossad, their former military chief of staff, Dan Halutz, who was a rather right-wing and very unconcerned with human life when he was the chief of staff of Israel, the past director of Mossad, Ephraim Halevi, and the current Mossad director, Tamir Pardo, have all stated that a nuclear Iran would pose no existential threat to Israel. And even Israeli Defense Minister Barak has said that the Iranians, even if they got the bomb, are not going to drop it in the neighborhood, meaning, you know, Israel and the West Bank and that area, because they understand what the consequences would be. And they're not stupid. They're not crazy. They may be radical, but they're not crazy. And what I believe the real issue for Israel is that, number one, if Iran did get a bomb, what Israel is afraid of are really two things. Number one, they're afraid that a lot of Jews with dual citizenship would leave Israel, and that would weaken their demographic advantage. And the second reason that I believe Israel is concerned is because once Iran gets a nuclear weapon, they will be seen as a deterrent to Israeli acts of aggression, not only toward Iran, but toward Lebanon and Gaza, which challenges Israel's regional hegemony. You know, Israel wants the entire Middle East to be afraid of it. And you know what? One of Israel's most prominent leaders, Ami Ayalon, a few years ago, and Ami Ayalon was an admiral in the Israeli Navy, and then he was the head of Shin Bet, the Internal Security Agency. And Ami Ayalon said that the most effective way to counter any threat from Iran is for Israel to make peace with the Palestinians. And then I can't remember what other Israeli leader, but I know a number of Israeli leaders have said that failure to make peace with the Palestinians provides Iran with a message to the Arab world. So if Israel really is concerned with peace, they would make peace rather than start another war. Starting another war is not a way to peace, and they know it.
Well, exactly right. And we're going to go to another break here, Rich, in just a second. And we usually have callers call in and ask questions. Do you mind taking a few questions if we get any callers to call in?
Fine.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, finally, the officials back to Washington sends out a message.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go. We got a pretty good run going on here for about 17 minutes or so, something like that. But I wanted to, Rich, kind of bring this in, and I want you to give me your thoughts on it, if you would, sir, is this. You know, today is a election in South Carolina, and they're going to be electing someone that is going to run against President Obama to be President of the United States, who could possibly overtake Obama and win. Now, my question to you is this. We have Mitt Romney, and we have Newt Gingrich, and I like to call Newt neocon Newt.
Right.
Because he, and along with Romney, say, and I heard this with my own ears, especially from Newt Gingrich, is what you do is you go kill him.
Right.
And he's egging Israel on to start a war or get a war going on with Iran, which you said would be a total insane. It would be probably World War III, because Russia and China are not very, very, very happy about it.
That's right.
So here we have these two politicians and this one politician, Newt Gingrich, received a very, very large sum of money, over $5 million from a rich Jewish Zionist.
Correct.
From Las Vegas.
Right.
To pump up his campaign, which it has, and it seems like that Newt has overcome Romney, and it looks like it's going to be Newt Romney and Ron Paul. Consentorum, I think, is going to get beat by Ron right. Paul. At least I hope he is.
Right.
So from that perspective, with people that could very possibly become the commander in chief with the nuclear nuclear weapons that we have and the nuclear weapons that Israel has, with that mindset, you know, go kill them. That's very, very serious, message to send out to the American people. They think that go kill them just because they're in Iran or somewhere else. These are people that are married, that have children, that are going to school, going to high school, going to college, that have careers that they love. They love their God as we love ours. How can anybody get up there and say, kill, kill, kill is beyond me? Go ahead, Rich.
I agree with you totally, and it's beyond me. I mean, this is why so many people in this country are so disenchanted with the political system. When they see, like Newt Gingrich goes out and says that the Palestinian people are an invented people, and then he gets $5 million from Sheldon Adelson, the Jewish billionaire you referred to.
Right.
But not just Gingrich, but Romney and Santorum have all said they want to bomb Iran, and they're just pandering to people's. First of all, they're stimulating their fear. They're ratcheting up their fear by making it seem like we're in danger over here. Even though Iran has never done anything to us over here, and so they're pandering to people's fear about the enemy, and then they're pandering to their need for safety by saying that, well, if we kill them, if we bomb them, then we'll be safe. Or if we go over there, because they can't come here, we don't have to defend ourselves here, so we'll go over there to defend ourselves, even though there's no American in danger over there. And, you know, they're just using politics, they're using fear, and they're using human life as hostages just so they can get votes. And they're really taking a lot of money from a lot of organizations that would benefit in some ways, or at least think they would benefit, if we would start a war. And I think it's disgraceful, and these politicians, in my opinion, are not looking out for the well-being of the American people. They're simply ambitious megalomaniacs. And really, it's treasonous, in my opinion. It would be treasonous for a president to start a war with Iran just so that he can pay back his big donors, or so that he can satisfy an American ally, as if Israel is the only American ally, and as if we have to do Israel's bidding. You know, that's not in the best interest of the United States. So I would say it's unbelievable, but it's unbelievable that people allow politicians like this to get away with it and vote for them. You know, there's got to be a change in the educational system in this country, and there's got to be far more information about a whole lot of things. You know, like for example, you were on the USS Liberty. Most people don't even know what happened. And that should be publicized. We should just clean laundry and really, I don't want to use the word repentance, but we really, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does things they regret. But the people who really grow are the ones who apologize for their mistakes, are the ones who take responsibility for their mistakes, not the ones who justify their mistakes by making more of the same mistakes. So I guess I'm a little long-winded on that subject, but that's basically my opinion.
Well, that's exactly why I was so happy you come on this show, is because that's what I want, is exactly your opinion.
Yeah.
And your opinion carries a lot of weight. First of all, you are, a Jewish man, and
right.
I understand a former member of AIPAC.
That's correct.
You're no longer a donor to AIPAC, I assume, there's reasons for that, and I would call it an awakening or a spiritual awakening or the research awakening or whatever it is. But, you know, when the United States government, as they did to us, Rich, in 1967,
yeah.
in collusion with Israel to sink an American ship and blame it on another country, now that is high treason to the max.
Yeah.
So, the despicable act that Johnson went through, and when they recalled the aircraft and everything like that, and when we were ordered never to say anything, or they would send us to prison or worse,
right,
is even more despicable.
Yeah.
And it is it's brought a lot of people to especially aboard the ship to some have committed suicide, some got thrown in jail, some did this, some did that. And I'm just saying that it ruined their lives for a senseless murder of Americans on the high seas.
Right.
And why would two countries collude together to possibly start a war, a World War III, with the Russians, because they had two subs in the area and were very willing to use them? What are your thoughts on that, and Russia and China in particular getting involved into our politics or keeping us away from Iran?
Well, first of all, I would say that there is nothing more treasonous, in my opinion, than allowing to be attacked or even facilitating the attack of people who put their lives on the line for their country, which are the American servicemen, Navy, Army, Marines, Air Force. So for the American government to ask these kids, mostly young people, you were 20 years old, most people in the armed services are young people. They're idealists. They tend to be more idealistic, and they tend to be more trusting of their superiors. That as we get older, we start seeing, well, this superior was lying and that superior was corrupt. We start seeing a little more of reality. But when we're young, we trust that we look up to our elders and we trust that they are asking us to act in the best interest of the values that we've been taught to revere. And so for an American government to basically turn their backs on those people, on those servicemen, is truly treasonous. And the only thing I can think is that the United States, at that point, and that is the year, 1967, if you read, history books by Israeli Jewish scholars, 1967 is really the year where the United States really started being Israel's great friend. And by great friend, I should say benefactor. And it's okay to be a great friend of Israel as long as you're also a great friend of the Palestinians, and you're a great friend of the Egyptians, because a real friend, a true friend will admonish his friend when he sees him acting irrationally. Just like if I had an alcoholic friend, would I be a better friend to him if I justified his alcoholism and justified his abusive behavior toward himself and toward his family and the people around him? Or would I be a real friend if I talked to him about his abusive behavior and asked him to enter a treatment program and maybe even intervened and got him into a treatment program? Who is the real friend there? Allowing someone to, allowing a country to act irrationally and to bully the entire Middle East is really outrageous, and it shows that there's a lack of integrity and a lack of will. And so when I say, like a lot of people say, well, you're pro-Palestinian and you're anti-Israel. No, I'm pro-human rights. I want the same rights for both Palestinians and Israelis as I do for myself. I want everybody to have the same rights, because if everybody has the same rights, then that leads to peace. And so I don't know if I'm getting a little off the track here, but there's a lot of irrational behavior in politics. A lot of the thinking really is irrational. A lot of the Israeli leaders really do not know the actual history. The historians do, but the leaders don't know it, and they don't want to know it. And they're motivated by a Zionist dream of conquering all of the British Mandate Palestine, which means all of the West Bank to the Jordan River. And so when they're motivated by that goal, then they look at things in a way that justifies their behavior. And because they have the American government in their back pocket, and a lot of this has to do with bigotry, Phil. I mean, the American government, a lot of people, I honestly believe that a lot of the people, and I think this fits Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney, I think there is a prejudice. They may not know their prejudice, but I think there is a prejudice from them toward the Arab world, toward Arab people.
Rich, I'll tell you what, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't, believe me. And I'll tell you, we have two callers on the line. I want to bring them up because,
okay,
you know, when people get on the line, I like to get them going. And
yeah,
let's do, I believe it's the first caller is going to be Warner in Canada, or I believe when you're in Canada. Come on, Warner.
I'm north of the border.
North of the border. Well, welcome aboard. The Your voice counts. Thank you for calling in. What do you need?
Well, I was wondering, you know, you mentioned about some of the dirty deeds that that have been done.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of it, but I found out about a week ago when I was, thanks to the Internet.
Uh-huh.
In 1952, the late Prime Minister of Israel, he was supposed to have been involved in an assassination attempt at of the then German head of state, Konrad Adenauer.
Oh, okay.
A letter bomb, but it never reached Adenauer, and it was being dismantled, or they tried to dismantle it at a police station, and it killed the bomb expert.
Right, okay.
And what I understood, there were five Israeli agents. They had been then temporarily apprehended by French police, but they let them go again.
Wow. That, who knows what shenanigans went on behind the scenes. I don't know. I'm not actually familiar with that particular incident.
Mm-hmm.
But I know... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, it's okay. I grew up over there in Germany, but at the time, you know, I was just a kid, you know. And
right.
I wasn't aware of it, but as I say, thanks to the Internet, you know.
Right, well, the Internet today makes it a lot harder for countries and politicians to get away with murder. You know,
uh-huh,
it's much more difficult because people have their cameras, they have their computers, they have their cell phones, and it just makes it really hard.
No. But what I mean, you know, now a lot of the archives, they have been made public,
right,
on Internet. You know, you couldn't expect too much from the mainstream media. And
right,
the way it was where I grew up over there in Germany, the media was basically controlled by the Allies. And
right. Can I ask you what your question is?
No, not a question, just a tidbit of information.
Okay, Werner, thank you very much for calling in, and please call in again and listen to Your Voice Counts. Thank you very much for calling again. Now we got Gloria in New York. Please come up, Gloria. Are you there?
Good evening, Phil. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your guest. I just would like to point that in the coming month, in March, it's going to be a big holiday of the Jewish people, which is called Purim, or so-called from the Esther book.
Right.
And what is it is, it's exactly take place back in time in
Persia.
Persian, and it's like a completely assassin the people there. So it has to be some correlation. I mean, they are not walking just off. They have some plan. So I just want to to make a point about this one.
So your point is that Purim is coming, and
Purim, yeah, is a mass murder holiday, basically.
It commemorates Esther preventing the persecution and the possible genocide of the Jewish people
exactly.
by the Persian government because of the actions of Haman, the Grand Vizier.
Exactly.
Right.
So maybe it's going to be example, like when they're going. It's going to fire.
So Gloria, it's very interesting you bring that up, because on Purim Day in 1994, Baruch Goldstein, a New York doctor, went into the tomb of the patriarchs, where allegedly Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and his wife and Jacob and his wife were buried, and he slaughtered, I think it was 29. He waited for the Muslims to start praying, and then he pulled out his machine gun and mowed down 29 and also injured about 125. So he believed that he did it. He deliberately chose Purim because of Yeah, that's the biblical stories. That is interesting, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's so shameful. I mean, it's like unbelievable. One time I was listening to Tony Malone, who wrote a book about the Bible for the people who hate the Bible. And he gave example that it's what it's going to be, basically, he believe, or his point of view is it's like they're going to make kind of a Holocaust. They're going to call, it's going to be like a nuclear
Well, hopefully that won't happen. Hopefully, hopefully more balanced minds will.
But
Gloria, I write about this in my book. If you go to Amazon and just type in Rich Forer, F-O-R-E-R, you can read some of the book. And I do write about it in the chapter on Hebron. I write about this Purim issue.
I'm sorry to break in, guys. We got to go to a break here in just a minute. And Gloria, thank you very much for your call. And please call in again to your voice counts. You have a very interesting point. We've got Arthur in Georgia coming up after the break. Thanks for your comments, Rich. We'll be right back.
By mass media, it's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the Internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the Internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendivite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for the last few minutes of the show. And I wanted to make sure that everybody remembers that, the pledge that RBN is putting on. If you want to go to RBN and pledge a few dollars to to expand this great radio station, real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth, please do it, not only just for your voice counts, but for all the hosts on RBN and the people that work there. They can use your help. And I wanted to extend again to Rich. Rich, I need you to come back on my show again because we just didn't have enough time.
Yeah, I'd love to.
If you would, please. I would appreciate it. And I'll let you close out the show with Arthur from Georgia. Arthur, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am. Good evening, gentlemen, and let me say right now, Mr. Attorney, I want to thank you for your service. You are an outstanding American, and it would be my honor and pleasure to stand by your side at any time.
Well, thank you,
and
sir.
And you too, sir.
Thank you.
With that, I want to, folks, this we've heard this before, and it is so true. This is probably the most important election we will ever see in our lifetime. I would encourage anyone who's not seen it to go and watch a documentary. It's called Hacking Democracy.
Okay.
This shows us and lays out all of the evidence to prove once and for all conclusively that George Bush Jr. was not elected. He was appointed. And, of course, we all know, anybody paying attention, so was Obama. Now, with that said, I am of the honest opinion if this election is truly fair, there is no way that Ron Paul can lose. Now, what I would love to see happen here in America, and I'm working on it right now in my own area, is trying to demand that there must absolutely, without question, be a paper trail.
Right.
There has to be.
I agree.
Can be no other way to do this.
Right.
If we can do that and Ron Paul loses, then we have got to step up and absolutely demand before anyone is inaugurated, there is a manual count of every single ballot, and this includes every one of our men and women overseas at another base. Their votes must be counted. Anyone who is illegally here in this country cannot vote. Pure and simple, let's do this right, folks. We got one shot to save our country. Let's not let all of the work and all the sacrifice that Mr. Turney and so many others in our history have driven so much for. Thank you, sir, and you have
a
wonderful evening.
Thank you. Well, I agree there should be a paper trail. That's for sure. I definitely agree with him. He's absolutely right about that. Whether there will be, who knows? You know, it seems like it's going to take a while before the public really gets the politicians to start responding, maybe because we need more people, more numbers. I mean, there still are great numbers, but maybe we need more to hit the critical mass.
I'm sorry. I'm going to bring a shipmate up real quick, Rich. Chaplain Ron Kukul. Ron, welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks for trying to fit me in there, Phil. I couldn't get on there tonight for some reason, my phone or whatever it was. I don't have time to bring this up, but I just want to stick it in there for people to listen and to kind of mull it over in their mind. I've got some emails from former Senator Adlai Stevenson about the investigation that never took place on the Liberty, and I'd like to discuss that sometime. And I know I'm completely off subject with the guest that you have tonight, but I just want to get it out there so people can realize that the former senator is still alive, and he's literally told me in an email that there was no investigation ever held.
Yeah. Wow. That's sad. Very sad for American democracy.
It is, and folks, please go ahead, Rich, and tell people how to get your book again, please.
Okay, the best place to get my book is on Amazon.com. Just type in Richard Forer, F as in Frank, O-R-E-R. You can also go to my website, richardforer.com, where there's links to Amazon and other sources for the e-book. The book is available electronically, both in Kindle and other formats. And I just want to mention that I'm looking at the internet. Newt Gingrich has won South Carolina's primary. Romney came in second. Santorum came in third. And Romney